dialect of Melsonby, North Riding of Yorkshire, Jack Benson, aged 74, a native of Melsonby, a retired quarryman and farmer, recorded in his home at Melsonby on the 1st of November, 1952, by Stanley Ellis.
If we'd had time, I would have told you to tell. I did work all my mates with that. Right. Why, no, then I will tell you. It's a fact, isn't it, Willie?
Aye, it's right
in you. It isn't a tale, it's a... Well, I'll tell you the fret start, and then you'll understand it. It was your Friday afternoon, you know, and we were at quarry. And it, Jackson, a mate of mine, we had the same one to walk to work. He wouldn't mind it. Why, then he'd come on wet, this Friday afternoon. I says to Jackson, I says, what's so safe we'll be mucking over Lord Yarm? He said, all right. So away we go, because we got pretty wet again, young, you say. Because we used to get our dinners at night, do you say? We didn't get, you know, when we got Yarm. Well, then I tell you, yeah, we get Yarm, and of course we were dumped, and I never would take wet clothes on. That dump all straight off. So I get chains, and western chains, and into my night clothes. And then the wife says, what a gun fetch a bucket of water. And that was halfway down the village. And it was raining. So I said, aye, when I get my pipe chairs. And we had a bit lad, our hardest lad, about 2 year old then, Mike. And he wanted to go, and I says, don't stop this other young lake with the toys. And I tell you, away I goes. And as I was going down, Saturday before, I'd been rubbing with hard horns, scraper for Whiteley Fall. And he said we would have another go following like day after this Friday, Saturday, do you say? Well, and he couldn't tell us where he would be, because he didn't know. Anyway, as I was going down for the say what that he'd stop, and things I know, we made arrangements as he would call the dad Snellums at Pope and tell them at Friday afternoon where I had to lay on him at Saturday afternoon, do you say? So I tell you, on the way down, and it was a top light, but it was just a trickle, do you say? It used to take about half an hour to fill a bucket. So I tucked my bucket down, thinks I know I've gone over and say, far homes has been here this afternoon. Puts my bucket on, then away I've gone sour. On the way when I got it poked, there wasn't a sour in, no, but hard landlady, hard Mrs. Snellum. She was sitting at the table summers, this damn stockings. I says, has Charlie Holmes been in, missus? She says, no, Jack, she says, he hasn't. I said, he tells me that he'll be, but I said, anyway, he'll be coming out tonight. That was Friday night, he's saying. So I orders me pint in light, and she fetches it. She had one of these baskets, you know, as women has. I mean, when I looks up, I hear these great tunics, sort of mantelpiece. A great big in this end, bigger mantelpiece than that, like. So great big tunics, one at either end of that mantelpiece. So when she fetches me pint in, I says, where is our tunnels, missus? Oh, she says, the Tom Grains. She said, he had them at Manfield Road End, you see, and got first prize with them for heaviest tunnels. Well, I says, he hasn't a tunnel for fair, which he hadn't. You remember those bad tunnels, eh? And so we chatted on a bit, and I was looking at this air work basket like it had, you know, bobbins of trading now. And twigs are yonder's measure tapes, you know. And just for fun, thinks I then I'll measure them. So I reaches them down off mantelpiece on the corner's table where she was and puts his tape around them, measures them. And yon was 31 and a half inches and t'other was 33. So I puts them back again on the mantelpiece.